Bounces and whistles didn't go the Bombers' way Wednesday, but Flin Flon fought through to get a road 2-1 win in Melfort. The Bombers opened up the scoring with a goal by Jaden Mercier late in the first period, jumping on a rebound from a Jacob Vaucler shot and shoving it past Stang's goalie James Venn. Flin Flon led on the road 1-0 after 20 minutes. Flin Flon would continue with that lead throughout the second period, with both teams trading chances but both goalies and defenses holding firm. Melfort outshot the Bombers in the second, but the Bombers would shut down all Mustangs' chances and keep the one-goal lead heading into the third. Both sides traded chances through the early going of the third period. Alexi Silvestre almost solved Venn early in the period but narrowly missed the net high, while Melfort got a prime chance from Jacob Hufti, who got into the slot and almost redirected one past Laser Hume, but the puck jumped his stick. Flin Flon would extend their lead to 2 halfway through the third, as Wyatt Cook fired a shot from the high slot past Venn, but Melfort would kill Laser Hume's shutout bid moments later, as Hufti was sprung on a partial break and beat the Bomber netminder, cutting the lead to 1. Leighton Holoyan had a chance to tie it for the Mustangs on a close shot and Laser Hume stopped him, but didn't emerge unscathed. The stick of Melfort's Boston Maxwell caught Laser Hume in the mask, knocking him down to the ice and stopping play. Laser Hume would stay in the game and the reigning SJHL goalie of the month stopped a point shot by Hayden Tuba immediately after. It was tipped in front, but Laser Hume still flashed the leather to keep it out. A pass from behind the net by Cole DePero found Jeremy Tremblay in the high slot and the Sacred Heart Univ. Commit beat Venn, but officials waved the goal off after a brief conference, arguing that Venn had been interfered with. Replay of the goal showed that Venn's stick had made contact with DePero while the forward snuck behind the net before the pass, knocking Venn off balance for a second before the pass and shot. The Mustangs would be given another gift with 6 minutes to go, as DePero was given a 5-minute major moments later and a game misconduct for what the league's game sheet described as physical harassment of officials. DePero came into the offensive zone to chase down a loose puck with a referee between him and the puck. DePero appeared to make light contact skating past referee Jordan Carrière, whose arm went immediately up to call a penalty, much to the consternation of Bomber head coach and general manager Mike Reagan. With DePero out of the game, Melfort used the man advantage to set up shop in the Bomber zone and got several chances, including with Venn on the bench after the 3-minute mark of the third period. Despite the long power play and several big chances with the extra man, no Mustang would beat Laser Hume. The Bombers would ice the puck late and despite a late scrum between Melfort's Ryan Duguay and Silvestre, the end result would be 2 points for Flin Flon and none for the Mustangs. Laser Hume stopped 33 pucks for his 9th win in 13 games in the Bomber net. Venn took the L with 24 saves on the night. Flin Flon now pulls even with Humboldt for 2nd in the league standings with 26 points on the season, though the Broncos still have a game in hand on the Bombers. Both teams sit 6 points behind first-place Battlefords in the standings, but the Bombers have extended their lead in the Sherwood division to 5 points over Idle LaRange. The Bombers will now have a week-long break before their next games, a home set against Yorkton November 10-11 and a 4-game stretch of away games later this month.